You're listening to SBS News.
On Sunday at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, Australians around the country will pause to remember. The minute of silence on Remembrance Day every November the 11th is a tribute to the 62,000 Australians killed in World War I, a war that killed about 16 million people around the world. The war lasted from 1914 to 1918, making this Remembrance Day the 100th. One name among the thousands on the roll of honour at the Australian War Memorial is Frank Ryan. His great-niece Gillian Kimball says she grew up hearing stories about his sacrifice.
Well, I was told by my father and my grandfather that he was a very likeable, responsible, sensible, lovely young man. Everybody was devastated at his death.
From a sheep farming family in central New South Wales, Frank Ryan had joined the Australian Imperial Force in 1916, 1 year after his older brother Ambrose. He arrived in France in 1917. On August the 23rd, 1918, he was shot and killed while fighting to retake the town of Schwing from the Germans. Ms. Kimball says much remains unknown about the circumstances of his death.
Well, we know that he was involved in a battle of some description and that he was shot in the field. There was some thought that he was wounded and then shot again when being retrieved by the stretcher bearers. We don't know if that's true. We just know that he died on the field.
The war ended 2 months later with the unconditional surrender of the Germans. They signed the armistice agreement and it went into effect at 11 o'clock in the morning on November the 11th, 1918. 4 years of war came to an end with about 10 million fighters and more than 6 million civilians killed, a total of about 37 million casualties, and a world changed forever. The chief executive of Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance, Dean Lee, says the personal stories of the Australians are distant but not forgotten.
I think that one of the great travesties of the war is that people are disconnected from their loved ones who have served and sacrificed on foreign battlefields. And the Shrine and other war memorials provide a place where they can connect and maintain their connections with their loved ones.
On the first anniversary of the armistice in 1919, crowds in Australia and around the world paused for 2 minutes silence. The idea had originated from an Australian journalist. Armistice Day, as it was known at the time, then became an annual event to pause and remember the soldiers who died in the war. After World War II, Armistice Day was officially renamed Remembrance Day. Mr. Lee says the day provides an opportunity to honour the dead in all armed conflicts.
What we see as we approach Remembrance Day is people who are seeking to come forward and show their respects for all service. And I think that has peaked really since Australians have re-engaged in active conflict in the Middle East. And there's no doubt that those actions have caused many younger people to start to understand how these actions have shaped the world we live in.
People will converge at shrines and ceremonies around the country on Sunday to pause and reflect not just on World War I, but on the sacrifice of Australians in every war. And Ms. Kimball says she hopes people will continue to come together to remember the ultimate sacrifice some paid.
Oh, I'll just be thinking about, you know, the futility of war and the loss of life, and hopefully it's made a difference.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.